the left, McLaren. And that's where Jaden Daniels is eyeballing. Jaden Daniels sifting back, being pressured. Jaden Daniels hemmed into the pocket, looking for blockers, looking for something. He's got plenty of time. Launches deep pass into the area of the end zone.
Caught it.
And it's caught by Noah Brown. He was the tip man, and this place is now gone into bedlam mode. Washington with the miracle finish. The breakup pass into the waiting arms of Noah Brown. Nobody back there. Crushing loss. 18-15 Washington. Hail Mary. 2 seconds left. Or as they like to say here, Hail Washington. That is the gut pinch of gut punches.
Gut pinch of gut punches.
One of the most ridiculous end of the games I've ever seen in the NFL. So Jaden Daniels completes about, what, a 60-yard Hail Mary to Noah Brown as the Commanders beat the Bears yesterday. Hugh, that one was insane for a lot of reasons. One, it may have tipped the scales back to the division for Washington, or at least kept them on top, right? The Eagles would have been in first place today if not for that. So Washington steals a game that they had and then lost, and then they took it back. So that's a big flip in the NFC playoff picture as we head towards November. That's one. Two, did you see Tyreek Stevenson, Hugh, number 29 on Chicago?
Yes, I did. So they had him on Twitter, Instagram, all the social media immediately after the game.
He's the meme today. So if you missed it, everyone. So there was obviously in the Hail Mary defense, right? The Bears have all their DBs back near the end zone. No one gets past you, and you're supposed to knock the football down if it comes near you. Tyreek Stevenson, there's video from the people in the crowd of him, and then there's all 22 out there now. He's taunting the Commanders fans, but not just before the snap, Hugh. The ball is snapped. His back is turned. He doesn't turn around until the receivers are about at the 20-yard line. Like, I'm talking 4, 5, 6 seconds into this play. This player is turned around, taunting the crowd. And if that's not enough, he then recognizes, oh, bleep, the play's on. I better go try to make a play. He's the one that tips the pass to the Commanders wide receiver. Hugh, what do you think it was like for Tyreek Stevenson when he got back in that locker room and then when they watched the film of this thing?
Oh, it was tight. It was real tight for him. I don't wish anybody to lose their job behind, you know, something like that, but that's a fireable offense.
It is.
That's one where if the coach is mad enough, dude, you pick up your last check Monday. You pick up your last check Monday and you're looking for a job. But I think luckily enough for him, he can play. And they're not going to do that. But boy, they're probably somebody in that meeting said, fire his tail. And somebody said, hey, hold on. Hey, don't be hasty. Go home. Sleep on it. And you know, another unfortunate thing about that, the Bears had momentum going into this. This is why they got flexed, because, you know, they were starting to play well.
Yeah.
And to lose in that fashion, man, it was great for me, though.
Well, your parlay.
My parlay stayed alive.
Now, how does your parlay conflict with your desire to get to New Orleans? Because yesterday, I don't know, I'm not going to say in October it significantly changed, but yesterday did not help the Eagles' chances to get to New Orleans. The Commanders are still in first place.
I felt kind of bad about that. I did. But damn, my parlay on fire right now.
Well, we know what matters more to here.
My parlay right
money.
Now.
I don't give a shit.
My parlay right now, fire.
An insane end to that game down in D.C. And obviously, it lived up to the hype there with Jaden Daniels against Caleb Williams. Goes down to the final play of the game.
Bad.
So, yeah, we're going to call you out for that one. So, that was ridiculous. But what happened yesterday down in Houston may have been more ridiculous. Colts and the Texans yesterday. Colts lose the game 23-20. Anthony Richardson is wading into Tim Tebow territory with his passing statistics, but I'm not even going to bring up his numbers because it was this that caught everyone's attention. He scrambled around running a lot, and at some point, he taps his helmet. He comes off the field, and I'm watching on Red Zone. I'm like, oh, he must have hurt his head. He got to get checked out for concussion. No, they asked him after the game, why'd you come out of the game last play of the third quarter? Here's Anthony Richardson.
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just, just told Sam I just needed a break right there.
Hugh, I have a question.
I'd never told nobody.
Does that dog hunt when the starting quarterback says, I'm tired, I need to come out of the game?
No, you probably should have held that one, bro. I understand that, you know, you want to be as transparent as you possibly can. being in the NFL and playing at this level and being the quarterback, no, that dog don't hunt. I feel bad for him because he is the me. He's going to be the me of the year after that performance. And he's not playing well. Like, you've made a case for you getting tired for Joe Flacco to be the starting quarterback. Like, real talk. Like, the team was playing better. Like, you're the franchise. You're the money man. But when you talk about the way that game went and you straight up and out said, dog, I'm tired. Yeah, you might be a bench warmer.
Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie.
The only thing that's saving you is that they've invested in you heavily. But again, somebody making a decision about you today. Get his ass out of there. How you said that, and now everybody's talking about that. Yeah, that's a bad look.
I just
look,
love
bro.
How he thought it was funny. He's like, yeah, tired, not going to lie, smiling the whole time.
You're the quarterback.
All I could think of was if Jalen Hurts said that and did that, it would be a meltdown in this place.
We'd have him cut by 6:30 a.m. on a Monday. I mean, cut. So they should bench Richardson. First of all, and you said it, he was not playing well, but I think that actually undersells it. He has a 44.4% completion percentage.
He was 10 for 33 yesterday.
I'm telling you, go look. His numbers are worse than Tim Tebow as a thrower, and he checked out of the game. I mean, if they don't put Flacco in, they're not serious about winning. Get this kid off the field. I mean, he's got to get better as a leader, but that he just probably made a mistake.
And he didn't even complete 30% of his passes.
He can't play right now. I mean, it's the NFL. It's 2024. And then he tapped out of a game. That was off the walls. Speaking of off the walls, after the game last night, Cowboys lose again. And do you see this one here? Trayvon Diggs. This is in like a tunnel area. This is not in a locker room. This is not a press conference setting. This is like where the players walk back to the locker room, but they're in that little like cement tunnel area, yeah. Right? So there's a reporter there. And I guess in the few minutes post end of game, Niners 30, Cowboys 24 last night, and when these two met, you know, kind of crossed paths, Trayvon Diggs must have looked at Twitter because he had a lot to say to one reporter. Listen to this as the Cowboys season spirals out of control.
Took from that? Out of that whole play that you took from that? You don't know football. You can't do nothing that I do. You can't go out there and do nothing. Stay in your lane, buddy. Stop playing with me, bro.
Just asking a question, Trayvon.
Stop playing with me,
I mean,
bro.
I'm happy to have you answer the question.
Out of that whole play, that's what you took from that? That's what you got from that whole play. That's what you got from that.
I'm asking.
We can talk about it more. What were you doing?
He teased nuts them.
Yeah.
He did. It's a bad look.
Well, yeah, because you can't look at Twitter while you're playing a game. And it's kind of obvious that I don't think anybody read that from the stand and said, hey, somebody said this on your Twitter page. So he had to be looking at the Twitter. Yeah, man, you can't do that. You can't do that. As much as, you know, I'm all for being petty.
Yeah, but
and I'm all for checking reporters, but you can't do that. That's just a bad look. That's a bad look.
The Cowboys are a three-ring circus. I mean, we have Trayvon Diggs going after a reporter in the tunnel for a tweet minutes after the game.
What have I done to deserve
this? Well, there's the ringleader. When you have a ringleader, you have a circus. And then let's end with this, as a different circus comes to town this Sunday. You know Doug Peters is having a tough time when he's defensive with simple questions in press conferences. He had a chance yesterday to give just a little sort of praise to Trevor Lawrence, who did a decent job. They lost by 3 yesterday. But, he did kind of move the football without 2 of his star receivers. Doug giving a layup. Hey, say something nice about Trevor Lawrence. Nah, here's Doug.
Doug, Trevor leads the 87-yard drive to tie the game without the top 3 receivers going into today. What did he kind of show you there on being able to guide the team down, obviously down his top 3 receivers?
You know, I think, yeah, he did a nice job. I give a credit to those receivers and those tight ends and the offensive line. Those guys, they made plays for him, right? Now, he made some really good throws and all of that, but those guys that were playing at the end of the game when you're down your top 3 receivers and you're playing in your 12 personnel for the rest of the game. That's tough. But the guys battled their tails off, got us back to tying this football game with a chance to, potentially win it there late. So,
you know what I like about Coach Peterson?
What's that?
He gonna keep it a bean.
He does his thing.
He might not tell you the exact truth, but you know where he's coming from. He wasn't too happy with the quarterback.
Can I translate it? Do you have anything nice to say anything about your quarterback?
Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing.
That was the Hurts on Sirianni answers that we've been getting all summer.
He's nice.
How much credit should Trevor get? Well, everyone else should get credit, actually.
We have our moments. Yeah.
Doug just has no idea what a softball is when he gets one.
No, because he's probably still in the throes of the game, and he doesn't want to give undue credit. You know, he's probably thinking, let me go watch the film. He's probably in that mindset right. More than anything.
No, I totally understand, like, the whole coach speak of, like, oh, everybody had a part. Like, yeah, it's like Jalen after the game saying, great team win, all of that. But he was specifically asked about Trevor Lawrence on that drive. And for him to immediately just go, no, I give the credit to the wide receivers and tight ends. Like,
they the real MVPs.
There's also an element of Doug knows he's going to get fired, and give no bleeps, Doug, is a fun Doug.
You're right.
I mean, we saw that in 2020.
Give no bleeps, Doug.
And you heard it there. I mean,
yeah.
Say something nice about your quarterback.
Nope.
No. Deal with that. Well, Doug and the Jags come in this weekend. I don't know. What was your favorite one of the ridiculous things yesterday? I mean, normally any week we lead with the Diggs thing. That's enormous, and that's like third. Or fourth.
So the taunt is great. I feel like I've seen something similar. The Diggs thing, you know, we see players lash out reporters all the time. Coaches say stupid stuff all the time. I've never in my life seen a quarterback check himself out of the game for being tired. And then admitting
it. You never will again.
I ain't gonna lie, dog. I was tired. I remember I got tired one time in a preseason game. And I got cussed out by the trainer. I didn't get cussed out by the coach. I got cussed out by the trainer because he didn't. He was like, the next time you get tired, roll your big ass off the field. And I was like, you know, you just can't get tired in the NFL. But that was my second game in the league. Well, in preseason, we played Tampa, and it was hot.
But here's the crazy part. You played a position that there are substitutions, right? And I know in your day you played more than they do now. But you didn't play 100% of the snaps every game.
Nah.
He's the quarterback.
Yeah.
He plays every snap.
In his defense, which I'm not really defending, I'm just saying he hadn't been playing in a while, so he was a little tight. Yeah. He wasn't used to all that. But he was honest. Hey, man, all that run.
I ain't going to lie to you. Sometimes, we've been saying on the show, sometimes it's better to lie.
I'd have lied.
Just tell the lie.
Like, I would have been like, I had to change my contact or something. I needed a moment.
Yeah, lie.
Sometimes that's it.
The lie's better. By the way, you know how crazy yesterday was in the NFL? We have an undefeated NFL team heading into November. By the way, that team has won back-to-back Super Bowls. The Chiefs haven't lost, and it's not even a story.
Nobody talking about them.
Because everything
else
is.
It's old hat.
But not undefeated.
Well, they struggled. Well, they looked like they were struggling early on. There was some talk about Kelce Travis being done, but they're still finding ways to win. And that's it. Bottom line. They probably like it that way.
A couple more wins. I mean, it has to become a huge story. They're undefeated. We're about to go to November. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines. So you're all the way back in the Eagles, and you can comment on any of the NFL nonsense yesterday, from the Hail Mary to the tapping out with Richardson to whatever Diggs with what he said, and then, of course, about to get fired. Doug, Terrence is up. Hey, Terrence.
Huge old Kyle. What's up, man?
Hey, Terrence.
Hey, man, we got to start calling him Nick Tupac Sirianni, man. He like the Tupac of the coaches, man. He keep having wins like that, and he can go on the stands. He can go in there and start giving the fans Stone Cold Stunners. He can do whatever he wants.
As long as you keep winning.
As long as you keep winning, you can do whatever you want, Nick, man. Hey, we've been hard on Jalen and Nick Sirianni. We got to give these guys props where props is due. Jalen bought out yesterday. He had one of the best games of the year. Nick Sirianni had a hell of a coaching job. And this is what the fans want, Nick. You know, we're hard on him, but these kind of wins, that was a Nick Sirianni win yesterday. The kind of formula that it takes to win in the NFL. And it looks like Jalen Hurts is more comfortable in the offense. We got to admit, like, they got off to a rough start, but this is a new offense, and Kellen Moore is starting to put his imprint on his offense. I saw a better route combination yesterday. I saw Jalen Hurts under center, and after the game, Jalen Hurts talked about it, how he liked being under center. And that's a plus to me, to have him under the center, having the play action in the game. And I want to give props to Calcaterra. That guy balled out yesterday. He's been balling lately. Man, God, I better watch out, man. He might be missing some of them snaps when he comes back, because Calcaterra's been balling. He's been balling his ass
off. Catches for 58 yards. Calcaterra's got more burst than I knew he had. You saw it a couple weeks ago when he made his first catch. I was like, oh, wow, he's got something.
He's looking better in the offense lately than Goddard has been looking in the offense to me. And I feel like we keep this formula, pretty soon it's going to be pick your poison. Because like you said, each week it could be Saquon 1 week. It could be Smitty 1 week. It could be Batman 1 week. So, man, Nick Sirianni, keep this formula going. Keep your foot on their necks. Hey, man, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Keep doing what you're doing and keep getting these W's. Go Birds!
Love it, Terrence, man. Good phone call.
Go Birds. Yeah.
I mean, Sirianni deserves a lot of credit. 3-0 in the buzz cut era. I'm telling you, he's got to keep that hair short. I mean, this train's moving now. We can't have long hair Sirianni back.
I think he knows. He can't let the hair grow back. He got to find a happy medium, though. If the wife is not happy, he got to find a happy medium.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, February will be here not too long.
Yeah, just let her know. Be like, hey, dear, love of my life, buy her some jewelry. That's what usually, the jewelry works.
Well, also, I mean, we could be real about this. If he keeps his hair short, he's more likely to keep his job. Everyone's happy then in the family, right?
Yeah, that's a hell of a perspective. I'm pretty sure she understands
hair
that.
Hair gets long. They start losing games. He's back on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter if you have long hair or short hair if you don't have a job. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Awesome, guys.
It sure is. Awesome. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, what's up, David. What's up?
I just want to start, Hugh. I feel for you. I had a little booby race car bed when I was 4 years old, and I fell out of it, and it hurt, and I cried for 3 days. So,
said booby.
You stop making fun of Hugh.
Well, yeah, I mean, David, Hugh, he fell out of his bed, too. He was a kid, but...
I fell out of my bed, like, yesterday.
And you're a grown-ass man.
Grown-ass man fell out the bed.
Yeah,
but was it an air mattress, though? It was.
Yeah.
But was it an air mattress?
No, it was a little race car booby bed like you have. We know it's a little race car bed you have.
No.
Nah, you sure?
No, it's not. It's not a race car.
Go ahead, David.
All right. As far as that game, that was the best overall game I've seen probably in 2 years, where the team is actually playing like a team. Jalen Hurts is staying in the pocket. He was throwing over the middle, which he hasn't been doing, and everyone was complaining about. So I think, they're definitely on their way to, what's going to be, the season that we all thought they were going to have. So I think I might owe Shapehead Nick an apology because maybe he hasn't been imprinting himself on the offense, and it's just taking them a little bit to get going. I was thoroughly impressed. I'm thoroughly happy. And, Hugh may actually make it to down to New Orleans yet. So.
It's becoming real, Hugh. It's for the first time I look at Hugh today, Dave, and we appreciate the phone call.
He might not be crazy.
I say, he's like, not totally crazy. Because a couple weeks ago after the Browns game, when you're talking about New Orleans, I'll be honest, the whole city was like, is Hugh crazy? Is he all right?
And the whole city?
The whole city. I mean, Kyle's answering phone call after phone call. People are asking, is Hugh Douglas okay? and we lied, and we said, you're fine. We didn't think you were. But
no.
I saw yesterday for the first time a deep playoff run ceiling out of this team.
Everything came together for this team.
Yeah.
And they have too much talent for them to be wallowing in the murk like they have been the last couple of weeks. And now it's starting to come together. Like Jalen said, everybody's eating at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
You got to figure out a way to get everybody to eat. And it starts with Saquon. Saquon is a catalyst for this team right now. And I think that there were some people that were bucking that initially, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Embrace the suck. That's what Dan Quinn used to say when he was a coach of the Falcons. Embrace the suck and just get ready to play some football. Because the run, especially now when you saw Shipley do what he did yesterday, and you got who's the other back there? Gainwell. Man, we have the makings of a pretty formidable running back crew that's going to pay huge dividends as the season progresses. Because I can tell you to a man, the weather's starting to change. People are going to start to make more business decisions when it comes to playing against the run. It's a fact. That's what usually happens. You're getting into that point now where we start running the ball better, the passing game's going to open up, and guys, those holes are going to open up like the Red Sea because nobody's going to want to tackle those big old backs that we got. You know what it is, Kyle. It's coming. On our way. Ike, I know you're listening. We're going to get ready to pack them bags, dog. We out. We are out.
And every listener is invited.
We'll come pick y'all up at the airport, though. Don't worry about that.
Okay. We got thank you.
You're not taking the listeners with you?
No. You were taking listeners. You're gonna pick up Kyle at the airport. Yeah.
No, I pick y'all a bit, but this can't ride, man. I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all listening. But this ain't the type of trip that I want to be hanging out with y'all.
Could you imagine the
injury? Being totally honest, I'm channeling my inner Doug Peterson right now. I'm being flat out with y'all.
We need you to lie, okay? With y'all. So I just want you to picture this though. Could you imagine there would never be a WIP event with more interest? Ride down to the Super Bowl with Hugh Douglas and stop in Atlanta for lemon pepper wings.
Nah.
I mean that. It would be the most. It'd be the most interest of any event ever.
Listen,
thousands would try to get in on this bus.
I love our boss, and there's been some times where we've had some harebrained schemes that I really wasn't on board with 100%.
Oh, by the way, we have some more coming.
Yes, but I did it because I'm a team player.
Yep.
Let me have this one.
Nope.
Let me have this one. This is the only one that I asked for. I ain't trying to ride with a bunch of old crazy listeners, man. I love y'all. I ain't lying. I love y'all, but I can't ride. Me and my dog, we're going to ride to Atlanta. We're going to go through Atlanta.
Yeah, get the lemon pepper wings.
No, I'm not saying I ain't going to lemon pepper wings. He ain't coming there, but we're going to ride to Atlanta.
Yep.
And then we're going to go ahead and make it to make Louisiana. We might have a few stops along the way.
I'm looking at the freeze.
And I'm just saying.
Kyle, could you imagine the interest of like the weeks leading into the Super Bowl? We give away a spot.
We gave away,
every day in Hugh and Ike's bus to Louisiana.
I think.
You're like the Madden Cruiser, but
the problem is, you know, you and I would be in this to get the most crazy individuals on that trip.
1,000%.
See, that's why I hate that I brought up because that's what y'all doing. That's what y'all trying to set this up
for. Yes, yes, of course.
To make this as uncomfortable as you possibly can.
Oh, it'd be amazing. It'd be amazing. I mean, people, they'd be so pumped up. You with your new license and driving the bus because you'd be able to do
that. Me, the CDL.
Yeah.
I might have to get my brother to drive though because he already has
one. Oh, you got to hook up for the driver.
It'd be like this generation's Dirty 30.
It would.
Is that right?
And the Dirty 30 lived forever. People still talk about them now.
Yeah, my man. Shout out to my man Kenny.
That's right.
And Rocco. Yeah. Those are the two founding members. Of the
But of course, the Dirty 30 had a signature moment that lived forever. So I wonder what happened to you guys. The booing of Donovan, of course, is the signature moment.
You know what? As I think about this now.
See? Not that bad.
Nah, yeah. It's going to be bad. Because it's like you're not responsible. You know, you're being responsible for everybody.
Yeah, you're in charge. Yeah.
No, you're asking me to be like the adult in the room. That's a whole lot of pressure.
Oh, you're the driver.
Nobody's going to fool themselves into thinking that's happening.
Hugh said this. Do the opposite. All right, 215-592-9400. We'll get to as many calls as we can. Final segment coming up of the show. Plus,
almost time to go.
Yeah, well, we got a whole segment to go. We didn't forget. We're not ducking it. We put some things on the line on Friday. We'll recap what happened and what's going to have to happen for one of us on the show moving forward. You're not going to want to miss this. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Cap off NFL Week 8 with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. All right, I'm gonna do a parlay so Hugh wins his big one here. I'm going to go with a under on Daniel Jones passing touchdowns. That's an easy one. Let's go with a touchdown anytime for Pat Freiermuth and Steelers money line tonight. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel, official sports partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sports is the official partner of 94 WIP. It's a good song, and it fits today as the Eagles win a third straight win in the, Sirianni shaved head era. And I believe, was it last week, Thursday, Friday, we discussed, you know, what's at stake in this football game. Friday, yeah. And we had a couple things on the line here. One was if the Eagles had gone a third straight game without allowing a touchdown, Hugh Douglas would have had to get rid of that beard. Now, that didn't happen, of course. First drive of the game, Bengals go down and score. Hugh, were you secretly, you know, a little relieved there?
Not really. I had prepared. I always prepare for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So at to be honest, I was like, oh yeah, I'm a different look. I mean, it took me a while to grow this beautiful mane on my chin that I'm rocking. But I was prepared for it. I was okay with it.
Okay. So that was out the window. But of course we had another thing on the line here, and that was Kyle Quinn said that if the Eagles won a third straight game, won a game that what we deemed an acceptable loss in the shaved head era of Nick Sirianni, then he would shave his head. Kyle, are you there? It is. There are the buzzers. Are you ready to say goodbye to your hair?
Of course, I'm a man of my word. Okay. I'm not too attached to my hair. Mm. You know, not a big hair guy. So I usually cut it pretty short anyway. This was an easy bet for me to make.
Okay, but it's a difference.
But yeah,
you have
no, it
hair.
Is. Yeah. Right. I usually would, you know, I'd at least like get it like faded or something like that. Like now I got to buzz it. Sirianni did clarify, by the way, that it's a buzz cut. He didn't pick it. Didn't take a razor to it.
Oh, so we're not shaving it.
Well,
we're buzzing it.
I guess I get to keep like a half inch, right? Like that's what a buzz cut is.
Do we think that's acceptable, Hugh, that he's going to buzz it, not shave it?
Yeah, because it wasn't like he's not us bald.
Right.
Nick Sirianni wasn't us bald.
And that also means I get to keep my girlfriend. So.
Yeah.
It seems like a win-win for you.
Yeah.
All right. So when is this going to go down? Maybe later this week?
Yeah. I mean, Rod said he wants to set this up in the hallway. So.
Oh, so like you got to cut off on the air.
Yeah, man. Well, not. I don't know about on the air, but
maybe before the show
or right.
Oh yeah, if they would have went scoreless, if the Bengals would have went scoreless, y'all wasn't about to get that pledge out of me. I was gonna cut that off like immediately. I'd have came here with the booty face the next day.
Well, not so
y'all
fast.
Y'all would have dragged that one out with me.
Hold on. Let's not go too far because you know, Hugh, you realize what's happening here, right?
What?
Well, you know, your idea that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. It's. As good as you look on these parlays and that the Eagles are maybe a Super Bowl contender.
I don't look so good on the defense thing.
You look bad.
No, it's asinine.
I look great.
No, you don't think this defense is a necessity? Cooper DeJean making plays?
They're playing better.
Better?
No.
They're playing
like
a top 10 defense
right now. Exactly. Are. And
this
how about this?
It's going to die on the vine.
N'Kobe Dean yesterday said something really interesting. Listen to N'Kobe on what their goal is for themselves on defense.
Told you before you came here today that you'd hold Joe Burrow and the Bengals to 17 points. What would you have said?
I was like, 17? Y'all think they're going to score that much on us? Oh, you know, you got to be confident in yourself. So, it was a good game, though. It was a good game. They came out. We knew who we was playing. We knew we could make a whole lot of throws, and they play make some catch and make a whole lot of plays. So for us just to hold them to 17 points, which to our standards, that's baseline. That's as most as we want to score, but there's a lot of things we cleaned up. Their first drive, they held it for 10 minutes. We couldn't get out the field on third down. So a lot of things we can clean up, offense and defense and special teams.
So 17 points, N'Kobe Dean said, is the baseline for them on defense.
Always, I was wondering, did it change? But 17 was the baseline when I played. It was 17 points under 100 yards, and it was something else.
So you mean back when defense mattered?
Yeah, it was
like,
the same thing.
Like it does now.
Yeah, it was the same thing back then.
It
was something else.
Now.
I forgot how many passing yards. I want to say, I can't remember that one. I want to say under 200. Mm. I don't remember. Because it was a hit chart. A hit chart on the side of the board that Jim had up, and this was like we wanted to hit some of these goals, and every time you hit those goals, you got to check for the week.
So it sounds like to me, I'm just reading between the lines, that defense is back. Defense is a necessity now for the Eagles, which means, you know, that kind of went the opposite way. You say, so here's what I'm proposing.
We scored 37 points.
And they held the Bengals to 17.
Yeah, that was great.
But the turnovers led to the points.
Yeah.
Without the turnovers, the Bengals have more and the Eagles have less.
You really about to make me do some mental gymnastics to make my point
that's
valid.
That's what you've been doing this whole time to try and justify the take.
And I'm still going to do mental gymnastics to justify
we know.
It still.
Jump through this hoop, Douglas. You ready for this? Hugh, I propose this, and I think everyone in the audience would agree.
What?
If the Eagles can end this season averaging on defense 17 or less points allowed, that beard should be gone.
Why you got it? Why
17.
So why are we coming at my beard?
We're coming at the beard, buddy.
For context, just for context, you. I've gone ahead and done the math. All right. So the Eagles currently are seventh in the NFL, averaging 18.9 points per game allowed. That's really good. To get to 17, okay, they have 10 games to go.
Mm.
They can only allow 157 points the rest of the way. So they have to, on defense, give up, on average, no more than 15.7 the rest of the way. I think it's a good bet to make. That's probably...
Of course you do.
It's probably unlikely to happen.
It ain't your beard.
They have to play the Ravens, the Rams.
Why you got
to
play the Clippers, dog?
The Commanders
twice. Just getting used to what it sounds like.
No, because
are you willing to put up your beard?
Can I have some time to think about this as
Monday?
No.
Can I?
Nope.
I can't. Wait a minute. We ain't got that much time. This is not a decision. Like last week, I had time to think about the decision about cutting my beard,
right,
which I was okay with. This is something different. I was out of the woods this morning when I came in, and then, you know, all of a sudden.
Never out of the woods here, buddy.
That ain't.
Plus, we could track this, kind of like the runs tracker. We know how that went with the Phillies.
If that guy is listening, you have to change the Twitter account to the how close are we to Hughes Beer being shaped.
So, wait a minute. So, let me get this right, because we got, you say 10 games?
10 games
So, all I need is one team to score 21 points, right?
No. When the season ends, the Eagles, average they allow per game, no more than 17. 17 or less.
So, what if it's at 17? 17.0.
Beard off.
Beard off.
But
beard
no,
off.
I'm saying, like,
so 17.1 or more, no beard.
No beard.
So, again, like I was saying, so if, say we play the Rams and it's a shootout, and the Rams score 28 and the Eagles 30, 28, 30.
That's a good result for you.
Well, no, he wants to give a, oh, yeah, you're right.
No,
yeah.
We're talking about on the average. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about on the average.
Right.
That so helps the average
one
go above.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Hugh, if we we shut out the Jags next week, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's not one game; it's the average. So, but if you get, if let's just play it out. Let's say the
Eagles, but I'm saying if I get one game, say for instance, because
yes,
it's hard to
one
hold
one bad day.
Yeah, one bad day that helps me out.
Yes, you're probably
that's what
in
I'm
good
saying.
Shape.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but of course, if they have two shutouts over the Jaguars and the Panthers, you're in big trouble.
Huge trouble.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Wait a minute. Let me look at something.
This is going to
be the Phillies run tracker guy is he's listening. Oh, he's into it.
You know what?
What do you got?
I'll take that bet.
Okay. You're in.
Yeah, I'll take that bet.
All right, so here's the bet. If the Eagles allow 17.0, like on the dot, or fewer points per game over the course of the full season, you will chop the beard off.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you so confident?
I ain't telling you. I ain't telling you, but I'll take that bet.
Okay. When do you start sweating? When they shut the Jaguars out with no receivers this weekend?
They're not going to shut the Jaguars out.
I mean, they just did it to the Giants, basically. They could do it to the Jaguars.
The Giants and the Jaguars are two different teams.
Are they?
They're not really that much different. Doug Peterson hates his quarterback. Are they really that much different?
No, he definitely hates his quarterback. They're not going to shut the
Jaguars. They probably won't shut him out. But all right, so we have a bet. It's official. 17, because you know what it would mean, Hugh. If the Eagles have a full season of 17 or less, defense clearly matters again.
That's right.
Not a luxury. It is a necessity.
But see, I'm okay with the booty face. If I got to rock the booty face for a little while, I would rock the booty face.
So all right. It's 17.0 or under.
Or under.
So 17.0, the beard's still gone.
Yeah.
17.0 or under.
I'm okay. I heard you.
Okay. We're in.
Deal.
All right. It is a deal. All right. 215.
I ain't scared.
592-9494. I think the back-to-back weeks when they get to play the Steelers offense and the Panthers here, that's when you're going to start sweating.
Well, no, because let me tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the average points of the teams that we have coming up scoring.
So Commanders are high.
Yeah, Commanders are very high. The Ravens are very, very high.
But the Commanders can put up some duds, though. I mean, they just did.
No, I'm not saying they might. I mean, that's a fact. They might. And the Rams. They're pretty deep. They're not world beaters, but they're pretty decent.
But you also hold on. But you're also not factoring in two games left against the Giants, 31st.
No, I did. No, I looked at that. Those are the two.
Jags,
but
Carolina,
see, this is how I look at it.
Uh oh.
If I get 21 on the low side from the Ravens. If I get seven points from the Panthers.
No.
And I get 14 from the Giants. I'm okay. I don't think
that's good for you. No, like, hold on. 21 for the Ravens. Like, you need a 28 spot from the Ravens.
I think.
Like, the Ravens are going to be your best opportunity to allow a lot of points.
I like my chances with the Rams, though. I like the Rams to be a high-scoring game in L.A.
So here's the math the rest of the
season.
Not
saying we're going to lose it, but I like the Rams, though.
For Hugh to lose, for us to get his beard to be shaved, we need the Eagles to hold the rest of their opponents on average to 15.7.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
It's not gonna happen.
All right. I mean, since Cooper DeGene got in, they don't get points.
Hey, listen, they're balling.
He's a player.
Listen, put it like this: if I have to go to New Orleans with the booty face, I'm okay with that.
Well, that is the other side of the coin. If they do this, they have a really good chance of getting to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if I got to go to New Orleans with the booty face, I'm okay with that.
That might mean no booty for you.